People die every day waiting for an organ donor, even waiting for something simple like skin or bone. Most body parts or pints of blood are never declined by the hospital because there's such an intense need for them. Help someone on life support and always check the donor box on your driver's license. By Dr. Zach Novak, pathologist, Rees Gomern Hospital. The blood and organ donation market has been hijacked by unsavory people in the health business, and they're making big money from the well-meaning. People freely donating their blood and body parts increases the bottom line of these greedy shysters who could care less about you. Never give away your blood or organs without payment in advance, and never ever check the donor box on your driver's license. Dr. Ira Donald Warrens, St. Lions University. This is Chapter 4, Underground Roots of Hell. I built this funeral home with money I made selling stolen human body parts. That's how I did it, but that's between you and me. It's an unspoken trade secret. A lot of morticians remove and sell body parts. It's not something we talk about, and there's no proof of it because dead people can't talk, and the evidence is disintegrated to ashes or buried out of sight, so it's kept from public knowledge and seldom discovered. When a family chooses cremation, it makes me a happy man, because it's simply a matter of taking the body parts I want, then tossing the remainder of the corpse with their shoes and clothes into a cardboard cremation box. Then it's burned right away. It's impossible to look at the ashes and know that any body parts are missing before it was burned. That's why morticians can sell as many body parts as they want and get away with it. When easy financial opportunity knocks, you answer it.